Hi, I'm Siobhan Fletcher, one of the journalists up at Manx Radio, and welcome to this latest edition of our newscast. Now, in recent weeks, we've reported on several stories of missing or escapee dogs found in all sorts of places across the island. But with lambing season upon us and advice from emergency services and farmers alike to keep a close eye on our pets, what do island residents need to do to make sure we keep our animals and other people's safe? I went down to a training session at Busy Bee Dog Training in Gladstone Park in Ramsey to find out.
Hi, I'm Debbie Martin. This is Busy Bee Dog Training, Gladstone Park in Ramsey.
Perfect. So we're chatting today about, dog training. And we've had a spate of stories recently about dogs being rescued off cliffsides, dogs that have kind of, people have been lost them on walks. So I think really we want to know what's the kind of message for owners and what should they know when, you know, out and about with their dogs?
Well, obviously there are going to be times when accidents happen. Dogs get out, somebody's left a gate open, a door open, a dog goes after a rabbit or something like that. That can happen, that can be out of our control. So we can't always account for every possibility and situation that might crop up. But there have been a few of late that I think owners have to put the hands up to. So for example, Peel Headland, when every year there are one or two dogs and some don't survive going over the edge, and it's a tragic thing to happen. So if you are in places like that, places where, like Marine Drive is another example, if your dog may be even basically inclined to go after any other smell, then dogs really should be on a lead of some sort, whether that's a longer length lead. If it is, it needs to be ideally to a harness, but somehow that your dog is actually properly physically restrained from having any sort of mishap.
And I guess how should owners maybe build up to the level of knowing that the dog's going to come back to them? They need to come to things like training like this. Are there tips and tricks on how to do that?
I think a lot of the key with recall work is to start early. And quite often, I mean literally when the puppies are allowed out. Often when puppies are maybe not so brave to stray far, and building up that bond with your pup that they want to be with you, making it fun, making it rewarding, whether that's by playing with your dog, rewarding them with food, take a high-value treat out with them. Build it up in safe places first, build the confidence. And when you've got that, then you can venture to other places and more open areas. But that still means that we need to be using our common sense in places where there are cliff edges, any sort of drop. Dogs aren't spatially aware in that way. They're not going to run to the edge and think, oh, must stop because I'm going to fall over the edge. If they've got the scent of a rabbit, for argument's sake, they're just going to follow that and the inevitable's going to happen.
Is there anything else that you would add at all? Any other tips or tricks or anything that you think owners should know?
Well, I do think training's ongoing. So never think that you've done a puppy class and that everything ends at the end of that. Quite often after a puppy class, dogs go into their adolescent phase and that can be quite challenging. So being prepared to go back a step, continuing the training, even if it's not in a class or with a trainer, but to keep it up yourselves, to continue what you learned as basics, and really to aim for reward-based training. I think that's so important. Positive training is an absolute must.
Perfect. So anyone listening can probably hear we've got some people in here and some dogs. Do you want to just tell me we're about to see a class happen. What are you teaching today?
So the class we've got today is Rally. So Rally is an obedience-based class. It's an obedience-based sport, if you like. So the dogs and handlers have to negotiate a course with signs set along the way, and each one has an obedience-based exercise. So it could be sit, walk around your dog, call them to sit in front, send to heel. There's a jump comes into it further along. So every team starts out with a clear score of 200 points. The aim is to lose as few points as possible for any mistakes. And that could be anything from your dog sniffing, not paying attention, or maybe just not doing an exercise quite right. So you'd wanting to get a qualifying score in a show competition of 180 or 185 points, depending what level you're working. And then so many qualifying scores means you can move up to the next level. And it gets progressively harder and a little more challenging.
Perfect. Well, should we get stuck in then?
We certainly will.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.